Welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you once again weekly blasts of no hype advice, essential practices, and ways to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high definition, high voltage living in flow as much as you can. It is really, really great to be back on a weekly basis. You know, I took a little break, and breaks are so necessary sometimes when you're not feeling the mojo, when you're not feeling the direction. It's really important to press pause. I talk about that a lot. Today, however, I want to talk to you about balancing knowing and being. This is something that I'm working on myself in my own life and in a coaching course that I'm mentoring with the Flow Genome Project. I just had a couple of calls this week, and we talked about how to balance knowing and being, how to play with the balance, how to dance with schedules, how to dance with life, how to learn to flow by paying attention to our states. By paying attention to the extreme states. And there's nothing wrong with extreme states. In fact, we need to be pressing edges in our lives in order to grow, adapt and grow. However, we really want to pay attention to how long and how often we stay or push into extreme states without retracting or rebalancing. Because when we're in extreme for too long in any direction, it's when we start to feel depleted or we start to feel disconnected to our lives. So let's get right to it. Knowing, being, how to balance the two, what it feels like to be in each, and how to play and dance with this idea of being in flow, which is what I love talking about most of all. Knowing. So how do we spend our time in the knowing state or the knowing stage? Well, knowing, it's that idea of taking in information. It's the idea of processing, of seeing, watching, reading, listening to. It's how we spend most of our workday is in absorbing information, processing it, spitting it out in a new way, right? We spend so much of our waking day, for many of us, knowing, grabbing information, thinking that we need to know more in order to do something, be someone different. It's that lack of trust in ourselves and that voracious looking to the experts, looking for the next quick fix, looking to gain something or buy something so that we can change who we are, right? So if you think about that, one of my daughters, when she was a very, very young, she was a toddler, and she was just a voracious eater. It was great. You know, she put anything in front of her, and she's like just absorbing and looking at and feeling and smelling the food. And we used to say to her, where's the stop button, right? Just recognize that there is a stop button. Can you learn to notice when that you need to press the stop button? And so I think it's the same thing with knowing, you know, because we can over consume information. And it's depleting, by the way. You know, thinking and processing information it depletes our energy. We feel, it's why so many of us feel exhausted at the end of the day, is because we've just spent the entire day in knowing. And our phones don't help either. You know, because the notification comes up with the news alert, and there we are searching out that news story, or there we are back on Twitter, back on Facebook, knowing, reading, absorbing what's happening out there. So that's the knowing, and you may relate to that. I think most of us today, in these days, can relate to over-knowing. And then there's being. And being is about experiencing. Being is about not knowing, right? And just being in the moment, going with the flow, so to speak. Doing for the sake of doing, dancing for the sake of dancing, playing with your dog, right? Taking a bath. Or there's also extremes. There's extremes to being. It's all good. You know, I'm just going to go seek some state experiences. I'm going to get addicted. We can get addicted to being, addicted to the spin class, addicted to yoga. I see it all the time. Addicted to being instead of knowing. There's a way to balance, right? I think most of us are probably more addicted to knowing than being. But there are people, and you may meet them, that seem ungrounded, that seem to be floating because they're, you know, it's that wanderlust kind of just always, you know, seeking for the music, seeking for the next festival, seeking the next non-ordinary state, the next drug experience, the next psychedelic experience, the next sexual experience, the next this experience, seeking to be. And that's, I mean, it's great to experience more. Don't, you know, no doubt about it. But we're just looking at balance. Because when we're balanced in the knowing and the being, it's where we are more energized. We're not being depleted by too much knowing. We're not being kind of overly airy with too much being. Because we can, you know, honestly, we can get addicted to meditating. We can get addicted to that state of emptiness. So we're coming back to center, as I often talk about, returning to center, coming back to home base, where there's a good balance of how we're moving in the world, how we're receiving information, how we're digesting information, how we're experiencing what's happening right here in the moment. So I posed this question to a group, these groups of folks, awesome people that I'm working with. And we talked about, what is over-knowing? How does it feel to be knowing all day, to be in that state? And how does it feel to be over-being? And then how do we dance with the two? How do we adjust and adapt throughout the day? How do we know when we're in extremes and make adjustments on the fly, right? So over-knowing, as I said, is draining. It saps our energy. Feels like it's never ending, right? It's like never satisfied, right? The stop button. When do we press the stop button with the news, with the self-help books, with the next workshop, with the next online course? When do we just pause and allow ourselves to be in the moment, allow ourselves to experience for the sake of experiencing? And then the overbeing feels ungrounded, unfocused, disengaged with what's happening in the world. When you don't know what's happening, when you're just kind of floating and fleeting from moment to moment without having ground to stand on. So right now, most of us are knowing most of the time. I'm going to just tell you where I'm at, right? And this may help you to recognize where you're at. So right now I'm in a really intense knowing phase because I'm in the middle of doing interviews for the Embodiment at Work Summit that I'm hosting that actually goes live April 1 through 5. Check it out. I've got links on my website, my events. I've sent out emails. I'm pushing it on social media right now. It's free, Embodiment Work, and I'm interviewing 35 experts. So in the span of about 5 weeks, I will have done 35 one-hour interviews. It's intense. So in prepping for these interviews, I've got to know who these people are. And I know who they are just in their body of work, but I got to know them in order to interview them. So I'm listening to podcast interviews, I'm reading books, I'm reading articles. I am really downloading a ton of information on each one of these experts, and then I'm prepping for the interview. So I am in massive knowing phase right now, and it's exhausting. I mean, I've got to really counterbalance. And so to counterbalance all this knowing, I'm not reading in the morning. Usually my morning routine involves reading something for my own benefit, right? If I'm looking into a new topic or maybe it's a spiritual book, but I'm just not even doing any of that. I'm just taking a break from reading to just read in the morning. And I'm allowing myself a little bit more time in the morning to linger in practice, to linger in a breath practice or meditation practice, to linger in my workout, because I'm knowing so much during the day that I need to be more at the beginning and end of my day. So that may be helpful if you find that you're just consuming a vast amount of information during your workday. So to counterbalance this, I am trying to be outside as much as possible. So for the past month, you know, I've taken the last 5 weeks to be in southeastern U.S., Florida, kind of moving around Florida and then South Carolina, and intentionally did that because I knew that this phase of knowing was going to be so intense that I needed to be in big nature as much as possible, on the beach, looking at the water, watching sunrises and sunsets as a way to counterbalance all of the knowing that was happening. So, I mean, I knew this period was going to be intense, so I purposefully took this time away. Not everybody can do that. I recognize I can't always do that. So what do you do during your day to stay more balanced? To do or to be for the sake of being? So I'm going to say that again. What can you incorporate in your life for the sake of being? And that can be playing with your dog, right? The spin class is great. The yoga class is great. The meditation practice is great. But if it's something that you're checking off on your to-do list, then you're not doing it to just be. You're doing it to do. I don't know if that makes sense. Maybe you sit with that a little bit. Can we just be in the being to counteract all the knowing that we're doing in our lives? It's really important to balance, guys. You know, taking a bath, finding quiet time, alone time. How about that? Just being alone, folding the laundry. I mean, I know that's still doing, but just fold the laundry to fold the laundry without rushing through or listening to the podcast. Listen, I've done all this stuff. I am as guilty as the next person in over-knowing, in over-consuming information and thinking I need to know more in order to be more. Let's look at how we're living our daily life and start to balance it. So that's really it. That is what I have. Take it or leave it, but just start checking out how you spend your waking day. Is it 90% consuming information? Can you counteract that, counterbalance that with a little more time in just being for the sake of being? Because all the knowing, you know, it's great to absorb it all, but at the end of the day, if we are not balanced, our energy is not going to be balanced, and we're going to be sucking energy, life force out of us instead of refueling and replenishing in order to go out there and serve others most fully. So thank you all for listening. As always, hey, check out Embodiment at Work Summit, presented by Mindful Leader. If you go on my website, you'll see the link under events. You go on social media. I've got it blasting it right now all over the place. You can sign up for free. 35 plus experts that are going to be talking about embodiment at work. It's been an education for me in a matter of 5 to 6 weeks. Woo! And there's a lot out there about embodiment. It is such an exciting field to be a part of. As always, reach out to me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. I am here for you. I respond within 48 hours, so let's put it that way. And just check out my stuff. I love to engage with you all on The Verge. Wake up, show up, and shine. As always, wishing you the best, most balanced, most flow light day. I look forward to next time. Take care.